Welcome back to another edition, K-State Nation, of the Purple Project Podcast. Your host, Eddie Greer, in Manhattan, Kansas, sticking with basketball on the men's side anyways. I talked earlier this week, there was Daily Out, about Logan Landers. It's not in the title, but it's part of one of the dailies about Anthony Frias II, who signed this week to the Cats. So make sure you check that out. And Logan Landers, one of nine players who pretty much the rest of the basketball team transferred out. Bruce Weber, for the exception of Mark Smith and Mike McGraw. I had a brain freeze there for a second. Mike McGraw and Mark Smith, right? Graduated, right? So, and speaking of graduation, we're coming up at this time now in mid-May. Really, graduation start really early this week, actually. Driving around and seeing already the graduates picking the pictures, the usual in front of the K-State University signs everywhere. And congratulations to all graduates who are graduating this month, and good luck to those that are either currently or getting ready for their exam, final exams for really the calendar season. But congratulations to all the graduates from the fall and this upcoming weekend or the next, depending on where you fall in your majors. Congratulations to all the students out there. Like I said, this podcast was for try to cover all things K-State. And I just want to get that in there for you guys. So, but switching it over back to basketball, right? Logan Landers, Grand Canyon University, right? So we have that. Where's everybody else at on this list, right? Actually, we know two of them. Sorry, Nigel Pack with that NIL deal, Life Wallet, big-ass deal. And the second K-State player to go over to Miami. Angel Rodriguez did it in the end of the Frank Martin era a few years back. So that's two of them. So now that leaves us really with five, right? Maximus Edwards, who transferred here last year, didn't play because he got hurt. Season-ending injury. Did not even step on the court. He ended up in the transfer portal, and we don't know where he's at yet. Sil Miguel, who started this train, didn't want no part of the Jerome Tang era. Obviously, Jerome Tang had, I would assume, and I said this way back when Jerome Tang was hired, way back when Alex probably had more of a saying in that than I did. But either way, it was covered on the Pro Project Podcast that, you know, you guys ain't in on winning, then you can get out. he definitely had honest conversations. And all these players were in that introduction press conference. I don't know more should have stayed or not, especially when I bring up Nigel Pack, which is very interesting to me. I mean, if you want all about winning, you could have stayed. You had your opportunity, but, you know, hey, I'm not trying to knock on the guy, but I know he's signed that big old deal and whatnot, but you had an opportunity now to maybe find a big money deal here in Manhattan, Kansas. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right? But yeah, I mean, especially a lot of people thought he was go back home to Indiana, but flip side, psych, I'm going to go down to South Florida where Miami is coming off of an Elite Eight run. So, you know, he was going down in the win, obviously, but yet again, the flip side of that, you had an opportunity to maybe be a part of this rebuilding effort here for K-State, like Marquise Noel and Ishma Sood. Well, he decided to go down south, so that's where he's at. Where will you find Selton Miguel? Not too far away, because I lived in Florida for over 12 years. South Florida, right? So he's there, South Florida. And Davion Bradford, just to kind of put the book in to the one of Bruce Weber's final recruiting classes, Davion Bradford going in ACC for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Interesting choice there. For him, Casey Eziegu made his announcement, I believe, a few days ago. He's going to Sam Houston State. Luke Kaskupke, he made his announcement a few weeks earlier than that. Illinois State Siri Lewis Rice. So he's going back to Texas. And last but not least, Carlton Lingard, who, in my opinion, was played inconsistent, in my opinion, University Texas San Antonio, UTSA, where he's going to be playing, resuming his college basketball career down there. So that, all in a nutshell, 9 players that used to play for K-State, no longer with the program, thanks to the change of the guard, Jerome Tang, new head coach of the men's basketball program. So that's just a summary of where you've been wondering, K-State Nation, where these guys been at. There you go, right there. And of course, this is highlighted by, of course, Nigel Pax, big time move with the signing the NIL deal with Life Wallet, and on top of that, going to continue his college career down at South Florida, where Selton Miguel's at. So they're not too far away from each other right there. It's going to be interesting to keep our eyes real, because really Miami, we see them on national TV out of this deal. You're not, Wake Forest from time to time, unless you're an ACC fan, you're probably going to see Devon Bradford. We'll see if he can resurrect his career down there. And that's pretty much it, really, because all these other schools, you're not going to see them. Wake Forest and Miami, you are going to see them on national TV in some shape or form. Miami and Wake Forest are both in the ACC. So, we're going to be seeing, Pack and Miguel, they're going to be seeing a lot of each other in the upcoming years down there. But, yeah, absolutely, a new reign is dawn here. As you know, we're keeping up with these newcomers here for Jerome Tang as he continues to fill out his roster. There's plenty of that coverage on the archives right now, wherever you get the Pro Project Podcast on the podcasting platforms as well. So just wanted to round that up to form where the rest of Bruce Weber's squad went to from this past season. Another losing season and a one and done in the Big 12 tournament this past season. The Purple Project Podcast, once again, K-State Nation. You can find it wherever podcasts are found. If you're looking for more content, K-State content, please, you know what to do. The Purple Project Podcast is on. And on top of that, you guys are in for a treat. Episode 99 of the Pro Project Podcast is now out wherever you get your podcasts. My colleague, Eli Anderson. Great conversation with him. Focusing really on basketball, the state of basketball and football. You're going to get a lot of insight on that. So I don't want to spoil that too much. You're a K-State fan. You want more K-State, fresh K-State content? Download episode 99 of the Pro Project Podcast. You guys are in for a special treat. And not only that, you're in for another big-time treat as, of course, this weekend, the Pro Project Podcast turns year 3 of this K-State podcast. And next week, it will be episode 100 of the Purple Project Podcast. I'm excited about that. That's going to do it for right now on this edition of the weekend edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Stay tuned for more sports updates throughout. Obviously, when I get back from KC, we will recap all the series, the final series with K-State baseball against hosting Baylor. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.